Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, there it is. What am I talking about? Well, I'm going to show you through the art form of interpretive movement. That's right. That was me making the letters HHH to signify that Triple H is now in charge of WW Creative. And I will bet you this. You can watch as many wrestling YouTube videos about this subject today, and I bet nobody else told you using the art form of interpretive movement. It's also why I won't have a job soon, but yes, the game has now taken his seat on the power throne, which as far as I'm concerned means WWE is about to change forever. Well, it may take a little bit of a while first. Why? It's why. Just to draw a line under that statement, yes, Paul Levesque, Triple H, the King of Kings, the game, is now, and I shall use the quote that they use in the press release, ready to assume all responsibilities when it comes to WWE Creative. And this is just absolutely wild to me. Imagine you went in a time-traveling machine, and you were back to like 2005 or 2006, whenever the so-called Reign of Terror peaked, and you told everyone, hey, you see this guy everyone's getting mad at, he's going to be running the damn thing in 20 or so years. People would have gone, because they wouldn't have believed it. If you want to break it right down, he is the new Vince McMahon, which is quite the turnaround for someone who about 6 months ago almost died, and thank goodness he didn't. And no matter what you want to say about the dude, do not forget he was in charge of NXT. Now, there were positives and there were negatives there, but he did build a brand and he built a fierce loyalty. And honestly, go on the WWE Network or Peacock and just find any takeover show. If you ever come across a bad one, well, you won't. The point is, you can't just fluke into that. You must have something about you to be able to do it in the first place. When you looked around the room, I mean, who else were we going to give it to? Paul Heyman would always be a good shout, but I just don't think the WWE would let him do that. And after that, well, there's nobody. I mean, you could have given it to Bruce Pritchard, but he's like Vince McMahon too, so you wouldn't really get anything different out of it. So what are you going to do? Go to Jeff Jarrett? Say, Jeff, hey, do you want to run it? Before long, you'll be having a reverse battle royal. He's also too busy beating up Ric Flair, so unless they were going to do something nuts like go, hey, Gabe Sapolsky, do you want the gig, which once again was never going to happen, I genuinely can't think of a better person other than Triple H, and it's got me a little bit excited. Now, it is hard to criticise too much when it comes to the business side of things, because they are making so much money, and that's the entire point. However, when it does come to the creative, sometimes it can be hit and sometimes it can be missed, which probably means once we get through SummerSlam, well, we should be keeping our eye out to see if we're going to do something different. And speaking about SummerSlam, let's use that main event as an example of everything I've just said, because I love Brock Lesnar and I love Roman Reigns. But if somebody comes in here right now and says, oh, hello, Simon, how are you doing today? Do you want to see these two juggernauts fight for the 56,000th million time? Not really, I've seen it so much. Especially in the main event position, because that is now Mania 31, Mania 34, Mania 38, the Greatest Royal Rumble, Crown Jewel 2021, and SummerSlam 2018, and let's be honest, I'd probably miss one. It just run its course, but for whatever reason, this match was Vince McMahon's break in case of emergency feud. So as soon as Cody Rhodes went down, and who knows what else had gone on, it was like, oh well, I know we just did it at WrestleMania, but we can just do it again for SummerSlam. And I don't want to be that guy, but you could argue it's a little bit lazy. And actually, probably a better word for that would be just keep the place ticking over, because once again, you're bringing in so much cash, and all your shareholders are happy. And sometimes when you are a publicly traded company, That's all you gotta do. That goodwill will eventually run out, however, so you always have to go back to your core product, and you always have to go back to your stories, which is why I think putting Paul Levesque in charge is going to be massively interesting. Now, I'm sure for a little while, he too will want to steady the ship, but this is his one big go. This is his one big attempt. And if he somehow gets booted out of that position and he never put his stamp on the WWE product, well, I'll go as far to say he'll probably regret it forever. And he is literally the first person in decades to be given this opportunity. So do you not think he's not going to get his sledgehammer and drive it into the floor and say, right, we're doing things my way? Of course he is. Otherwise, what is the flubbing point? This doesn't mean all of a sudden we're going to be getting 1 hour draws in the main event of Raw, but maybe we'll see something a little bit different when it comes to the roster or the personnel. Once again, go to NXT, Tommaso Ciampa, Johnny Gargano, Adam Cole. These were so-called smaller guys that Paul Levesque was more than happy to push, whereas, as we know, Vince McMahon didn't like that type of wrestler. He's allowed, but sometimes it was crazy. They're absolutely not going to get treated the same way on the main roster as they would have done a few months or so ago, which means all of a sudden, the entire wrestling world should be on notice. Because if you're a good talker and you're a good wrestler, but you're 5'10 and 200 pounds, all of a sudden you could actually become WWE champion. Now, obviously, I am exaggerating here, but it's kind of true. It should also mean a more varied use of wrestlers up and down the card. Because look, I love big guys and I love big guys slapping man meat. But do I want that all the time? Of course I don't. I want small wrestlers, and I want large wrestlers, and I want fat wrestlers, and I want wrestlers that come out wearing really cool clothes. And the best thing about wrestling has always been that if you can come up with a decent character and you're quite decent with a microphone in your hands, you can be a success at it, even if you can't back it up in the ring. Now, in 2022, that is getting harder. Audiences experience something. But going on the flip side of that, do I want to see somebody like Chad Gable in a main event with Roman Reigns and being treated seriously? Yes, I do. And I'm not saying it's going to work. I'm not saying it's going to be the greatest thing ever. But I just want to see it happen so I can then look out across the WWE universe, which also may go, and go, ha-ha, it's a success. I mean, it is a 365-day-a-year business. We don't just have to use the same 8 people over and over again. Let's just get a random finger, and whoever it lands on, it's their turn. You could also see a world where Hunter isn't as dialed into this whole scripted promo thing as his predecessors too, because he's done all this before. He used to be a professional wrestler. But I do want to say, don't think all of a sudden that's going to go away altogether, because this would entail WWE talking to dozens of writers and saying, oh, sorry, we don't need them anymore. And given that it was Stephanie McMahon that introduced this in the first place, well, just hold your horses. That is in no way a bad thing, because some people probably do benefit from having some words stuck under their nose. But what should happen now is the door should open, so if you are able to talk without help, all of a sudden you have the leeway to do that, and by Jove, you may actually start sounding more like a real human being. Which does tie right into what I want to talk about next too. Less buzzwords. Do you know what the hardest thing in the world is? You actually convince someone to sit their ass down on the sofa to watch wrestling. First thing they're greeted with is, oh, hello, WWE Universe. Can you believe that these WWE superstars are about to contend in a championship contenders match? And the other person looks at me and they say, you have just wasted 35 seconds of my life. What did he just say? And I have to be like, I don't know. I really don't. They'll also throw in longest running weekly episodic TV show in history. And before you know it, I am being shipped off to a local medical facility. And you'd also have to assume that some of the stories are going to get a kick up the rear, because as I say all of the time, on all of my videos, WWE does have a tendency to have one wrestler come out and confront the champion and go, oh, hello, I've done this 1,000 times. Can I please challenge for that belt? And they go, yes, yes, you can. And that's all we get. Also, I just said belt. That's a word you're not allowed to say on WWE TV. I mean, it's not a massive deal. Maybe just bring that back. I mean, you really have to be able to care about these people that we're seeing on the screen. And the best way to do that is to craft narratives that allow the emotion to come out of their characters. I mean, give me more cliffhangers, give me more reasons to watch, and don't all of a sudden have things vanish. Like, I'm still not over the fact that a few weeks ago, Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode confronted MVP and Omos, and then they didn't do anything else. So their plan was, right, here's what we're going to do, Bob. We're going to go to Raw, we're going to tell MVP and Omos they're pieces of trash, and then we're going to go home again. So basically, I just feel if I was Triple H, and I'm not, although we do share the same haircut, I am going to want to smash this in my own image, because for the first time since 1982, there has been a serious change at the top. And that doesn't happen by sticking to what you've always done. That only happens by coming up with something not necessarily brand new, but just implementing these changes in time. You don't want to go nuts here when you can say, look, Vince McMahon did this, but here's my WWE. What do you think about it? And also, who even cares if it doesn't work? WWE is so big right now, they're probably going to be fine anyway. So let's just have the balls. WWE loves chatting about them recently with The Miz and Logan Paul. So let's have the balls to give it a go and also stand by the courage of our convictions. But as the title of this video suggests, there should be no going back now, so we should strap ourselves in and get ready to be flung out the other side, which I now massively regret saying. And using the first ever Raw without Vince McMahon as an example, I do think there were hints of this. Again, it's going to take a long old time. You can't just go and change things overnight. But I am quietly confident, and let's face it, it's probably about time. It's been one way for basically 4 decades.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.